if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Row.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Row.
And it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, coming from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, encouraging you to get out and vote. The 2020 election is upon us, and your chamber wants to make sure you're connected and informed. Visit carolinachamber.org/electionhub for your one-stop shot to know who and what is on your ballot. Talking Carrboro right now, townofcarrboro.org is the town's website for more information on town government. Ordinarily joined by Mayor Lydia Lavelle. She's off today, so we are joined instead by the town's communications director, Catherine Lazorco. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Aaron. How's everything going? Oh, it is a gorgeous day.
It really is. As soon as I'm off the air, it'll be dark at that point. The sun will be down, but I'll try to enjoy the evening as much as possible, right?
Right.
Yeah. So catch us up on town government. So the big story in the last couple of days, the State Board of Elections asked the town to take down the Black Lives Matter flags outside town hall. Town council met yesterday in closed session and decided not to take any action, right?
That's correct. Just to give you some background and your listeners, the Carrboro Town Council received a letter on Thursday, that was October 28th, from the North Carolina State Board of Elections, requesting that the town remove the Black Lives Matter flags. These are affixed to the front of Carrboro Town Hall, which is serving as an early voting location for the remainder of the early voting period. And after consulting with the town attorney, the mayor and town council have chosen to leave the flags in place.
So what do we know about the law on this? Like there's a difference between partisan paraphernalia and nonpartisan but political, right?
I know absolutely nothing about the law. this was the decision of the council, this was the result of that meeting on Thursday. And I know the mayor and town council care deeply about this matter, and I'm sure they'll share more about their reasoning and values connected with the flags at Carrboro Town Hall at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if there was a vote taken or what the vote was?
This was a closed session, and no action was taken.
Okay. Speaking with Catherine Lazorco again, townofcarrboro.org for more information on town government. Town council did have a meeting, an open session on Tuesday with a number of items on the agenda. What was discussed?
Yes. So Tuesday we had a meeting. There was a discussion about managed natural landscapes, which was an amendment to the town code to allow these natural landscapes, sort of a replacement for some language currently in the code that addresses noxious weeds. So this really kind of opens up more allowance for non-native wildflowers and shrubs and trees and natural vegetations. That was one smaller item. Also, the council did move forward with the creation of a climate action team, and we'll be putting out a call soon for volunteers and applicants to apply to provide their expertise and input on the implementation of a community climate action plan and municipal energy and climate protection plan. So we'll be putting out more soon, and we hope we get some great applications for that. In addition, there was a public hearing for a grant application for emergency housing assistance. The town is planning to apply for up to $900,000 in federal community development block grant funds through HUD. And, these would be a tremendous benefit to town residents with low incomes and who are in urgent need for housing assistance. This was on Tuesday. That was the first public hearing. Another public hearing on this item will be held on November 11th.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Catherine Lazorco, and the town council also passed a resolution on asset forfeiture.
Right. And I had to kind of study this a little bit. The federal seizure program, the council decided to discontinue its participation in the program, which allows state and local law enforcement, such as the Carville Police Department, to use federal law to seize the cash, cars, or other personal property of people suspected of crimes but not charged. And, you know, civil forfeiture laws allow law enforcement agencies to seize and keep people's personal property, you know, if the property was connected to a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So it is worth noting that Carborough has not been involved in any property seizures under the federal program since at least as far back as 2016. And there's been no revenue to the town from the federal program since that time. So, you know, I think the action was taken from a standpoint of principle mm-hmm. and to protect people's rights.
And again, you can get more information on townofcarborough.org, which is the town's government. Look back at the agenda for the entire meeting and get the recap there as well. Other things going on in town that folks ought to know about?
Sure. Let's see. We've updated the call to artists for the Black Lives Matter End Racism Now mural project. You know, this was initially envisioned as a community activity to bring people together to create a mural, but it's continued to evolve, and now there are funds allocated to compensate the coordinating muralists as well as student artists. And so we continue to put out the call for applicants to that. The mural would be is slated for the Community Works Building at 125 West Main Street in downtown, and the deadline to apply is November 8th. So and there is compensation attached for this project now, and I think it's a great example of the town really kind of listening and hearing what the people had to say, because there was feedback, you know, that we really need to consider, you know, paying for artists and, mm-hmm. You know, valuing that contribution.
Do you know what you've gotten in terms of applications already?
I don't know, but I can find out. I'm hoping that we have several. And, you know, there is a $500 per student artist allocation and $1,500 for a team of three artists. And then there is funding also for the coordinating muralist.
Mm. Anything else going on in Carborough that folks ought to know about?
There's always something going on in Carborough here, let's see. We recently, well, this week, the town council did grant $100,000 from its Affordable Housing Special Revenue Fund to support the construction of four new units on Cobb Street in the North Side neighborhood. These homes will be energy efficient and affordable to households earning between 30% and 80% of the area median income. They'll also be ADA compliant for seniors or persons with disabilities, at least on the ground floor levels. So applications are being accepted by Habitat for Humanity for those slots, and we're putting out a call for any applications, accepting those through November 20th.
And again, if you head online, you can get more information about all of that on the town's website, which is townofcarborough.org. I'll have to leave it there, but Catherine Lazorco, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
My pleasure, and happy Halloween. And remember, tomorrow is Halloween, and it's also the last day to early vote. So get out there and early vote, or vote in person if you haven't already done so.